From the NPR kitchen, this is the sizzle of a Jewish seasonal treat, potato pancakes. Sunday is the first night of Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights. It is a festive and traditionally a pretty minor holiday that in this country, because of its proximity to Christmas, has become a big gift-giving event. The ritual of the holiday involves lighting candles, and custom recommends potato pancakes, or latkes. Joan Nathan, author of Jewish Cooking in America and now the Foods of Israel Today as well, has brought us latkes made from a couple of recipes. Joan, what do we have here?
Well, we have classic potato latkes, crispy. That's what I like, with no filler. And then we have a mushroom pecan latke, sort of nouvelle Israeli, with pickled ginger and smoked salmon.
But the first, the traditional, is simply potatoes.
Is simply potatoes. And actually, there are many countries that have potato pancakes. France, Germany. But latkes were brought from Eastern Europe by Jews and are called potato pancakes. And so that we in America think of latkes as just Jewish.
And what, this is a question of a lifetime here, what do potato pancakes have to do with Hanukkah?
Actually, it's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Because
thank you for pointing that out.
Because there were no potatoes in the ancient world. And so what they had in the ancient world was the celebration of the end of the olive oil harvest. That's what it was before the Maccabees came. And then there was the attachment to Maccabees and the miracle of the oil that lasted for 8 days when we thought that it was just going to last for one day. So it's connected to oil. Oil for light, oil for cooking. So that's the connection. I think the first ones were barley cakes. Then I think that they were very salty cheesecakes. And then as Jews wandered to Eastern Europe, they were probably turnip or kasha cakes. And then the potato arrived in the 18th century.
But you're saying that as for the relationship to the holiday, it's not so much what we're frying, but the oil that we're frying it in.
Exactly.
That is in some way relevant to the story of Hanukkah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that in the ancient world, it was the purest oil that was brought to the temple in Jerusalem. And so you wanted to celebrate that oil.
Well, perhaps we should have a tasting, John.
Here. The crispy one.
Benefits of the job.
I hope. Here, take this.
Mmm.
See, it's...
Very crispy.
Well, see, some people like a lot more filler, a lot more matzo meal or flour, but I really like to taste that potato, and then, of course, to dip it in applesauce or sour cream.
Some of the oil is burning my fingers, so I'm going to put this bit of the potato pancake down there. And now we are on to the second.
Right.
Now, this is a much more untraditional, creative latke.
Absolutely.
What is it?
It's mushroom and pecan. There's a little cardamom in it, wild rice, dill. It's topped with pickled ginger and smoked salmon.
Well, that's terrific. What is this again?
And they probably look like the original latkes. I suspect that barley, even I'll bet bulgur, cracked wheat that had been soaked and then cooked, were used in the original latkes.
I can really taste the wild rice there.
Yeah. Now, of course, we're getting all these nouvelle recipes with sweet potatoes and beets, but I'd be willing to bet that way back before potatoes, that's what people used.
Well, in Israel, there must be a tremendous number of potatoes or a tremendous number of pancakes consumed at this time of year.
Absolutely, and actually even Muslims, to break the fast of Ramadan, you know, you fast all day, and at night, one of the most traditional recipes is a pancake filled with cream or filled with apricot jam. And actually, I have that recipe in my book as well.
Joan Nathan, thank you very much for coming and making potato pancakes for us and telling us about them.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope that you'll like the traditional as well as the exotic.
Joan Nathan is the author of Jewish Cooking in America and The Foods of Israel Today.
And the recipes for Joan Nathan's latkes could be found on our website, npr.org.